The state of Colorado produces 56% of all the water in the Colorado River Basin. That water serves about 40 million users from Colorado to California, and it comes from snow. This year, McClure Pass above Redstone melted out early. The snow was completely gone by May 1st. That means runoff peaked early in the Roaring Fork watershed, and river levels will continue to drop. Reports from across the state aren't much different. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, the southern third of Colorado is in extreme drought, and most of Garfield County is in severe drought. So what happens if there are more low snow years like last winter? Well, if there's not enough water in the river, people downstream don't have enough to drink. Ranchers and farmers don't have enough to irrigate land. Fish don't have enough to survive. And, well, you get the picture. Right now, downstream, Lake Powell is only 52% full, says Andy Mueller, director of the Colorado River Water Conservation District in Glenwood Springs.
Snowpack has been awful, certainly down further south you get. And so what does that mean, really? Well, it means in a critical three-month period where you normally see inflow into Powell, we would get about 7.1 million acre-feet of water going into Powell. This year, it's about 3 million acre-feet.
The mean elevation of Lake Powell is 3,610 feet this year.
At 3,525 feet, we begin to be very worried about our ability to produce power out of the Glen Canyon Dam. The power that is produced out of the Glen Canyon Dam not only powers many of our cities in the western Colorado, it also provides revenue for the Upper Colorado Endangered Fish Recovery Program, money for our Siltwater Conservancy Project, the Uncompahgre Valley Project, the Grand Valley Project, which are all Bureau of Reclamation projects that create this irrigated agriculture.
If Lake Powell gets too low, Colorado won't be able to deliver enough water to satisfy the compact with lower basin states and Mexico. Back in 1999, Lake Powell was almost full at 25 million acre-feet of water. After the drought in the early 2000s, the lake dropped to about 8 million acre-feet. By 2012, the water level had climbed back up to around 18 million acre-feet. Recent dry years dropped the level again to under 10 million acre-feet. Today, Lake Powell is at about 13 million acre-feet, about half the level of two decades ago. Mueller says that the lower Colorado Basin states are overusing water, and the supply is decreasing. Studies have shown that by factoring in climate change, there will be a 20% decrease in water in the Colorado River by mid-century and a 35% reduction by century's end. Other issues include development.
Whether it's happening over here on the western slope or it's happening on the eastern slope, if it's being done with Colorado River water, it's unsustainable. And so our land use in residential settings needs to change.
All of the presenters at last week's meeting had pretty much the same message. It's time to take a serious look at how we all use water. After the meeting, several locals weighed in on how they could take action.
Lonnie Kitching, and I live in Carbondale. I'm certainly going to pay more close attention to the state of our water levels and so forth, and then I'm going to do what I can to reduce my consumptive use.
What would that look like?
It would look like watering less, as an example, changing the number of times that I might run the dishwasher, as an example, versus just doing a few items by hand.
Any ideas you'd bring back to the town?
Certainly to take seriously all the information that we heard this evening, and I think it really needs to take some steps to actively reduce our consumptive use as a municipality.
Bill Fales of the Crystal on the long highway 133. It's sobering, it's scary listening to the presentations and the projections for the decreased amount of water that and increased temperatures that we're going to be looking at are just terrifying.
You are already taking a step.
Entered into an agreement with a Colorado Water Trust where we may, if conditions are right, be able to voluntarily cease diversions for a short period of time, see if that'll help the river or not. We have to come up with some solutions ourselves. I would rather try to find the solutions than have Phoenix or Denver or Los Angeles come up with those solutions.
Andrew Scott, Old Snowmass, Colorado. My takeaway from this is that water law is unbelievably complex, and the bureaucracy and private water conservation districts are probably complicating the water issues throughout the West, and there's not a lot of sustainable planning. I think we need to address the bottled water companies bottling water, for example, in Phoenix, which I didn't hear talked about. Maybe I missed that.
Julia Morton, Carbondale. Well, I'm not planting a garden in my yard this summer. I decided to not do that like a month ago because it's just not a good use of water. Like, I'm not a good enough gardener to yield enough like edible food versus like the amount of water it would take to grow that. And I'd rather just like support local agriculture and, you know, let them use the water.
For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.